This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour number two of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you would like to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Rich.
We've been talking about this article from Reason.com where a Mr. Gunny is facing apparently felony charges, up to 3 years in prison, for using a Sharpie that he borrowed from a Parks and Recs Department employee to make pickleball markings so they could play pickleball more effectively on the gymnasium floor at the Park and Rec Center. Which is just the reason that this has happened is because somebody with a state job, right, in Colorado, was like, well, that's not going to happen on my watch. He'll feel the wrath of me and the bureaucracy. Ha, 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 right?
So glad I left.
And I hope that happens
when you get Californians.
I hope they figure this out and it goes nowhere. Like, they resolve it. DEA decides not to prosecute.
I hope so, but I doubt it.
So,
okay.
I mean, there's too much to gain.
What is there to gain?
Oppression? Money? Another tick mark, a little, I got this one, it's like quotas with tickets.
Okay. I hope this goes viral enough where the outpour of support in favor of Gunny is enough to overwhelm that DA where they're like, this is too much bad press for us.
Yeah, so Gunny, of course, goes to the Park and Recs folks and is like, hey, there must be some kind of misunderstanding, you know.
Clearly.
Like, how can I set this right? And they're like, no, be gone. You are exiled, Mr. Mayor of Pickletown, Pickleball, whatever they call him. The Parks Department proving implacable, Gunny handed himself over to police on Thursday. He had to turn himself in, be booked, arrested with a mugshot and fingerprints, says Hoskins, his attorney. Hoskins worked overtime to get her client a hearing where he was finally given a $5,000 personal recognizance bond that allowed him to go home. He ended up spending 10 hours in jail.
So $5,000 bond.
And 10 hours of his time.
10 hours of his time.
Well, more than 10 hours, right?
Okay.
He turned himself into the drive time and then, you know, drive
like
back.
Why the $5,000? He's cooperated every step of the way. Just give him a court date.
Yeah. Like,
let him go.
Yeah. Hoskins argues that the charges brought against Gunny are totally inappropriate. Criminal mischief requires criminal intent. You have to knowingly damage property, she says. Hoskins also says that Gunny is willing to cover the costs of removing the markings he made, but that the $10,000 in damages is a wild overestimate. And it's already cost the guy $5,000, at least temporarily.
Temporarily.
You know, possibly permanent if he gets convicted, right?
I don't think so.
They give you that back?
No, they give you the bond back because the bond is just to make sure you show up.
Okay. All right.
A lot of times they will allow you to put the bond towards whatever fine.
Right.
But you'd also you don't have to post your own bond. So the bond, whoever holds the bond gets the money back.
Okay.
Either way.
The Parks Department did not return Reason's request for comment. In a statement to the Washington Post, a department spokesperson said, defacing and damaging public property is unacceptable, a criminal offense. It would not be tolerated in any of our public buildings or spaces.
How did they even find the markings?
Yeah.
Right. Like, who's looking that close? Like, the basketball players. Okay. The basketball players didn't even notice. Like, oh, we don't care. It's a little square on the ground. Like, who cares?
So Hoskins says the Denver District Attorney's Office should make a decision on whether to pursue charges against Gunny either today or tomorrow.
That's what I hope they don't. I mean,
it's just the most ridiculous thing. But this is what people do with the state. The state is a gun hiding behind, you know, paper, bureaucracy. And so people do something somebody else doesn't like. They go, I'm going to sic the largest organization of violence known to mankind on that particular individual.
Well, this will teach these people to leave their houses in the first place. Don't they know there's a pandemic on?
It's not like the Parks and Rec Department is made for people to, like, you know, go and do recreational things in and at and on.
I mean, I get it. I get it. You don't have to explain the badness of the state to me, but at the same time, like, someone there has to have a little bit of common sense. If not, be persuaded by the attorney going, like, maybe not at the Parks and Recreations Department, but at the DA's office. Like, do you want to be the DA that pursues this?
Another notch in your belt.
Yeah, some up-and-comer who, yes, like, you know.
Yes,
yeah.
Like, when you're trying to be a DA and continue to be one, it's like, okay, here's how many I successfully prosecute.
Yeah. And that could be a bragging point for them, too. Yeah, I even got the pickleball guy convicted.
I convicted the mayor of pickleball.
Yeah.
All right. Could be a bragging point. Public property.
Let's go
and it will serve as a warning for people who want to deface other public property.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts and see what's going on in listener land. We have Sarah in New Mexico calling. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. You know, I just want to bring up the point that, you know, the cars are manufactured to go up to, 160 miles per hour. Or it used to be 120 miles per hour.
Some even faster.
Yeah, some speedometers used to go up to 210.
Well, right? She's talking about the speed that the cars are manufactured for.
Oh, I see.
And I'm pretty sure the high end for the stock vehicles is over 200 for those luxury.
Okay. Races. So, assuming that's all true, what is your issue with them being manufactured to that standard, Sarah?
Ironic. So why are they wanting to give out so many speeding tickets, and they complain about speeders here in Albuquerque and New Mexico and all over? And the highest speed limit is 85 miles per hour in some freeways in some state, but I don't see 112.
There's actually that has no speed limit whatsoever during the day for non-trucks.
It's Montana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Montana during the day, at least the last time I drove through it, had no speed limit during the day.
So just for that state, we have to manufacture cars that go up to 160 miles per hour?
Well,
you know, manufacture because that's what people want.
Yeah, I suspect that nobody has really thought about manufacturing a car. There are things called governors that if you drive like a fleet truck for a company or a company vehicle, don't want you speeding, they can put a governor on your vehicle, and that will limit how fast you can go. So there's, you know, third party, the market has sort of provided for that if folks want that on their vehicles. Or if you're just like a parent and you're like, my kid will never speed, and you put a governor on the car that doesn't let him go over 55.
Which is dumb, because sometimes the basic maneuvers requires you to speed up.
Yeah.
Like passing somebody or speeding up into getting into a freeway, it does. But, I mean, speeding, like, what, more than 15, 20 miles? I'm just pushing to get our speed limit up to maybe 110 at the most, or 90.
I would love
to get 100 miles per hour.
I think speed limits should be eliminated. I mean, in fact, speed limits are kind of...
They were supposed to be. I mean, this was put in as a temporary program because we had a gas shortage at the time. And they found out that, like, okay, well, somewhere around, like, 45 miles an hour is really the sweet spot for fuel efficiency. So they put in all of these speed limits to keep people as close to that speed as they thought was reasonable at the time. And when they did it, they said this is a temporary measure. It will only exist for as long as this gas crunch is on. But, of course, as soon as they did that, the money was rolling in. So they just held on to them.
You mean a government program that was supposed to be temporary became permanent? It's like that never happens, ever. I'm kidding, of course, because that happens with almost every government program that ever claims to be temporary. Income tax, all that CSA crap.
The thing is that we got to do that. We have a really high gas price right now. So that is a good policy to...
I said let people do what they want with their own gas.
I have an idea, though, that a reason that perhaps may answer your question, Sarah, because somebody needs to be able to make high-speed car chases for Hollywood films and television. And if cars didn't go that fast, they wouldn't be able to make these scenes. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. 603-283-6160. Have you owned a car that goes up to 210? Have you ever buried the needle? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
It occurs to me that I'm old, and there might be some listeners who are young, who have never experienced an analog speedometer in a car.
Okay.
Because there's digital speedometers in, you know, a lot of the cars these days. So
I like the digital ones.
So the term burying the needle might not be clear what I'm talking about before we went to break. I was like, have you ever buried the needle?
Maybe
like
not people in that
are like,
context.
People are like, oh, I shoot up in my car all the time. Like, I don't know what, you know, what possible things they could be imagining bury the needle means. But the analog speedometer, of course, is just a needle that appears on the dashboard, goes from left to right as you increase your speed. And when it goes all the way to the right, sometimes it'll go so far that it disappears from view, at least in the old cars. I'm going to say pre-1980. I think almost every car had an analog speedometer, and if you did that, the needle itself would just disappear from view, and that's known as burying the needle, or going faster than what the car can register.
Yep. That's happened on a couple cars. My moped, bury the needle on that thing.
Yep. So that's our little factoid for this edition of Free Talk Live.
You're welcome.
Let's go to the phones. Let's check in with Stephen in Northwest Georgia. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so first of all, I have buried the needle. You're welcome. I'm a cool guy.
Hey, thanks.
I'm important. Yeah. Second of all, I have figured out everything except for one aspect of this whole pickleball conundrum.
Oh, okay. All right, lay it on us, man.
So here's why this is happening. It's happening because they legalized marijuana. If they didn't legalize marijuana, then they would still be pulling over people for selling flowers and selling plants to each other, and they'd have a bunch of, they wouldn't have any time to do anything else because they'd
still arrest you for that.
So the pot dealers are running cover for the pickleball vandals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's legalized, but only if you have a permit for selling it.
You just,
well.
You, oh, yeah.
The other thing,
my argument.
Well, the other thing I want to say is that a bunch of states have done what they call decriminalization, and that doesn't mean what it sounds like at all. Decriminalization sounds like they said, hey, marijuana is no longer a criminal offense. That's what it sounds like, but that is indeed not the case in any way, shape, or form. What decriminalization means in the states that have done so with marijuana means that it's still illegal, it's still a law on the books, but they're going to make it the lowest priority to prosecute.
It's a citation instead of a misdemeanor.
Right. And so that's, and it's this horrific bastardization of words that I really hate. The government does it all the time, of course. They use words that don't mean what you think it means, and they use them in the wrong way, or they invent new words to describe something horrific like, war, right? Murdering people with bombs, and they call it kinetic military action.
Or the Department of Defense.
Right. Because that doesn't sound as bad as murdering people with heavy explosives.
Or the Department of War, as it used to be called.
Right. So, Stephen, have we blown your theory to smithereens?
You have.
Well, maybe not, because what he's saying is they used to go after pot people, and even if it's a low offense, they're still not, and that gives them more time to go after people like the pickleball vandal.
Is that the extent of your theory?
That's the extent of my theory, but here's the question that all this revolves around. When they legalized marijuana, when they decriminalized it, whatever it is, when they did that, did they fire a bunch of drug cops, or did they say, hey, let's rebrand you to be the Parks and Rec Police? Because believe it or not, a bunch of school systems, like, hey, we're here to educate your kids, also have SWAT teams. And they're not there to do, like, school shootings or anything, because that stuff would just flood the situation.
Well, the students are there for that.
Many units on. The what?
I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he meant perform.
You're just like real dark.
Continue.
Richie Rich is kind of a dark guy.
But no, like, I just wonder, hey, when they got rid of these walls or they changed the walls up a little bit, what did they do with all of these specialized units? And once again, no one wants their boss to come over and they're shitting on their butt. So do you just, like, look for things? And do you just go and, hey, that guy, he's an easy target because he plays pickleball. Let me go mess with the pickleball guy. My other question is the detective and the people at the Parks and Rec, are they having themselves a happy relationship? Are they doing each other favors here? Because I really feel like if I was a detective and you called me about this, I'd just scream at you and hang up. But
yeah.
But no, they're pursuing it. He's pursuing it.
It sounds like somebody's doing something anyway. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. We appreciate it.
I figure what's happening with this is just, I mean, it's strange. It's the same reason I want to get rid of the government, and the same reason that most people don't care to get rid of the government, is that just a few people at random will be targeted. And a few people just at random will, you know, experience this terrible thing where they can, you know, face fines and imprisonment for no good reason.
Yeah. And, like, what's happening here is he's not being given the opportunity to make it right. He wants to make it right.
He's offered
to make it right. He's said, you know, on paper, allegedly, that he will, you know, whatever the cost is to, you know, make it right, he'll pay
not
him.
Whatever the cost is, though, because he said $10,000 is a little much. Let's negotiate down to what the actual cost is.
Right, right. But still, yeah. He has said that, you know, if it costs some money to make it right, I have some money.
Right.
You know, I'll throw some money at it to, you know, make it right with you. I'm sorry. Right. So he's apologetic. Right. And, like, this type of a thing, I mean, not that the state is ever required to settle a dispute like this, but this type of a thing should never, ever, ever have men with guns involved in it.
Yeah.
This is a civil dispute between people. The only reason men with guns are involved is because, well, it is a government facility. The Parks and Recs Department is paid for by your tax dollars.
It still seems more of a civil matter than a criminal matter.
Yeah. If this were private parties, how would this play out?
They would likely say, hey, we wanted you to do a diagram, not mark up the court. We have to clean the court. Here's the cleaning bill. You got to cover it. And if he's true to his word, he would cover the cleaning bill or get cleaners of his own. Because he seemed apologetic, mm-hmm. right? It's clearly a misunderstanding. I don't see any private party taking it to that extent when the make good is clean the marking off the floor.
Right.
Right. That's it. That's all you have to do. That brings you whole again.
I'm trying to think about
it. And if anyone didn't want to make good on it, then no one would want to do business with them.
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to think of another, like, who has a facility like this that's not the state or the county or the state?
Any private high school.
Like, or a church, for example. Sometimes churches will have, like, a gymnasium type thing in it, right? So if it was a church and this happened at a church, all the church would want is for the markings to, you know, be gone.
Maybe.
Made right home.
It was there to, like, mark out where the permanent markings were going to be, but they were considering anyway.
In any other situation, this would be easy to resolve and would probably not even make the news. 603-283-6160. More.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six people are dead and 10 others wounded after an early morning shooting in Sacramento Sunday. Shots were fired around 2 a.m. in the area near the Golden One Center. Officers responded quickly, but no suspect has been caught. Freddie Dearborn works as a community mentor for the Healing in the Hood program, which helps reduce community violence committed by high-risk youths in Sacramento County. He says he's still in shock by the shooting.
and now I'm feeling disturbed. Kind of sad. There's multiple victims and deceased, so it's nothing to feel good about.
The Ukrainian president says the Russian invasion of his country amounts to genocide. Speaking through a translator on CBS's Face the Nation, Zelensky calling it the extermination of his people. You're listening to USA Radio News. With the midterm elections just months away, Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly retaking control of Congress. This comes as Americans are dealing with inflation hitting a 40-year high and a spike in gas prices. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain positively cites the March jobs report as a sign the economy is moving in the right direction.
The unemployment rate down to 3.6%. It's only been 3 months in 50 years where it's been that low. Record job creation. We're bringing the deficit down.
Gas prices continuing to go down slowly. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20 a gallon. That's down from last week's average of $4.24. Tiger Woods says it will be a game-time decision whether he will play at the Masters. Woods suffering a serious leg injury last year and has not competed since the accident. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, it's a really awesome show.
If you like frat boys trying to make each other laugh.
I've never been part of a fraternity.
Me neither.
Officially.
My college didn't even have them.
You went to college?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't go to, like, you know, a college. I went to, like, one of these, it was basically a trade school. I went for audio engineering, so, like, art school. They have that, well, you know, those courses.
It's technically university, but whatever.
Oh, fancy schmancy. Did you have to take SATs?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, but, high school to get into college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
College? Peakless?
No, I tried college a couple of times.
I mean, I went to a bunch of college parties.
Eventually got in trouble in philosophy class for having too many of my own thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was my straw that broke the camel's back. Like, okay, I'm done.
I lived in the, we'll call it the university area of Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
And I was in my early 20s. And I would just go to, like, the local bars and just sort of hang out and meet people. And frequently, college kids, you know, who were of age, 21 or whatever, would be at the bars and like, yeah, you know, we're going to this party. I'm like, can I come? Yeah, sure. Nice. And so I got all the cool benefits of going to college without actually going to college or having to pay, you know, the money. Like, for a real university, I was at, like, you know, they call it College Row with all the fraternities and the, you know, whatever the Latin, you know, things are.
Didn't have to take an 8 a.m. exam hungover.
That would be Greek.
Greek, thank you, yes. Greek Row is what they call the thing. And so, like, I would just sort of happen my way into these college parties and drink and party with college-age kids and have a great time, but at no expense to me.
Nice.
It was pretty great. Anyway, 603-283-6160, if you would like to Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind.
Captain's pro tip on getting free booze in a college town.
I'm a man of many experiences, and that was one of them. It worked repeatedly, too. I did it once, and like for like you know the next 2-3 days or so, I'm like, that was so cool. I just was at the bar having a beer, and like this group of 8 or 10 people, you know, dudes and chicks, and you know, we were like playing pool or something. Sure. I don't know. And you know, we started hanging out and drinking and having a good time and laughing and carousing, and you know, next thing I know, I'm following these guys to a party, and I'm like, I wonder if I can do that again. And so I went out to a different bar this time, and kind of the same thing occurred, you know? And I'm like, this is awesome. So anyway, we're going to switch gears here. We're going to talk about this bit from, what's this from? I don't even know how to say that. It looks like it's from Futurism. That's called A Future Without Work.
Ooh.
The subtext headline is, Fully Automated Luxury Communism Could Give Us Our Lives Back. Oh, my God. First of all, that's a horrible acronym, FALC, Fully Automated Luxury Communism.
Acronym there.
What the FALC is going on here?
I know.
First of all, I'm pretty sure luxury communism is an oxymoron. Like, military intelligence is an oxymoron. Jumbo shrimp is an oxymoron, right? I don't think...
Is luxury communism. We only starve you halfway.
I can't remember the documentary from a few years ago. There was, like, part one, part two, part three. And this part one was like this. And some French dude named Jacques and his future world... And so this idea of fully automated luxury communism is not all that new. And I think what the article is picking up on is trying to wedge that into the current anti-work movement as well.
The article begins, can you imagine a world where nobody has to work?
No.
I'm pretty sure nobody already has a job. Oh, sorry, I'm talking about our co-host. Nobody who's Bzing. On an other days of the week than I am currently. A world in which people are free, really free, to pursue their hobbies and interests. A world in which people don't have to decide between watching their children grow up and working to provide for them.
A world with rainbows and gumdrops where it rains donuts for no reason.
So, again, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit here because automation moves forward. Mm-hmm. Right? And technology moves forward.
Sure.
Jobs, people in jobs that your job is just to push the button, they get displaced. Right? Fast food workers, factory workers, boom, you're out.
This has always been the case.
Well, has always been the case.
And in order for that to happen, you have to have someone who programs the robots, and you have to have someone who fixes them when they break down.
Right. The job market
so
shifts.
Somebody's going to work.
A world, sure. Imagine a world without poverty and the pressure to earn money. A world without, I can't say that word.
I can't imagine that, yeah.
There's a bad word written here in the article. Okay. A world without BS jobs that have no use and purpose whatsoever. Like, what are they trying to get at? They're telling me this job has no use or purpose? I think it does. This vision, this utopia called fully automated luxury communism, what is it? Well, let's find out. When living to work doesn't work anymore. In recent years, the discussion of the effects of automation of the world of work has been dominated by fear. There have been numerous studies published on the subject. Sometimes it's as many as 20% of the jobs that are threatened by automation. And other times it's more than 50%. In any case, the general tone is, be afraid. Mass unemployment and poverty are on the way. The future will be dystopic. Dystopic. Is that true? As a side note, recently we covered a topic of something at like as close to 90% of truck drivers could be displaced due to automated semi-trucks hitting the market. Right. So
when all of the normal jobs, right, get displaced, what the average human being is capable of, and you have these highly specialized jobs to just keep the machines going, what do all those displaced people do? Like, new industries get created.
Well,
sure,
you're talking about a hypothetical situation that I don't think will ever exist.
Okay.
Now, that's my opinion. I can, you know, sort of play along the what-if game.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there is going to come a time when the marketplace doesn't just shift, right? There may be, you know, more things like cashiers or personal assistants or, you know, I don't know, housekeepers, right? Stuff that, you know, if automation progresses in such a way in whatever industry or industries to displace that many people at the same time, then, you know, there could be trouble. But I don't think it's going to happen at the same time. It's going to happen to an industry at a time, and the market will shift. The workers will be displaced in their current jobs, but they'll be able to find other jobs or be retrained and go and be productive somewhere else.
Sure.
Yeah, I think there's always going to be work. It's just the work itself changes. I mean, there are certain things that machines are bad at. And even people who are not, you know, especially high functioning are way better than a machine at those things.
But so, can there be an end game to that? Right. Like all the work that needs to be done, right, is done by the machines, and all that's left is the work that you want to do because it gives you value and pride and some sort of feel good feeling that you've accomplished something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. I mean, I'm still waiting for like cleaning the bathroom to be automated.
Okay.
Wait for that.
Well, I mean, if you get rid of the regulations that are keeping us from building a world like that, then we'll move in that direction. I mean, like right now, one of the biggest hurdles that we have is that everything is basically run by the oil companies. So they don't want anyone cutting in on their deals. So you can't even make efficient energy technologies.
In economics, there is a well-known problem regarding economic prosperity. Employers want cheap labor, but they also want customers who can pay. Well, you can't have both, says the article. In the 1950s, Henry Ford, the second owner of the automobile manufacturer Ford, famously asked the head of the automobile union, "How are you going to get these robots to pay membership fees?" The union boss answered, "Henry, how are you going to get them to buy your cars?" Neither of them had an answer. 603-283-6160. We'll get our co-host's opinions on this. Plus more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you want to join in the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started up at the top of the page. And once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. We were talking last night, too, a little bit about the cryptocurrency and how just in 10 years, like how much like use has expanded. Mm-hmm. Even though the UIs still kind of suck and wallets are just getting off the ground and, you know, working with exchanges is difficult at best and there's fights between the government and the exchanges and the users and, you know, with what needs to happen and, you know, the KYC information and who, you know, privacy and all that kind of stuff. But still, like the guest we had on was able to book airfare, Airbnb, hotel, you know, use crypto currency to dine and get groceries and all of that kind of stuff just in a short 10 years.
I kind of want to blame some of the Bitcoin people early on for like asking to be regulated for some of those delays.
They if you ask to be regulated,
you're going to get regulated.
Please
stay regulated so we know we're not breaking the rules.
Well, I mean, they haven't come up with a clear set of regulations yet. I thought that was a great analogy that you made, that this is the early years of the modem, where, like, it takes up your phone line, and it still beeps, and it's this terrible noise. But,
horrible,
you know,
noise.
Give it a minute. It's going to switch back over so that it reaches the point where instead of it running on the phone line runs on the Internet.
So if you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit bitcoin.com. All right. We've got some calls. Let's go to Jill in Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
I don't want such a world as when they're talking about. I think it would be ridiculous. Still, somebody would have to run the machines and know how to work them.
But, maybe. Machines can be taught to program themselves.
I don't have a job now, but I've been trying to get one, and I was proud to have a job when I had one, and I was proud to work.
I think that's a cultural shift, though. Like, I don't think the current generation of workers is proud of the work that they're doing.
Yeah, Jill, why do you suppose that is, you know, seems to not be the case? Why do you suppose people are not proud of what they do and the type of work they do?
Well, I don't know. Are you sure they're not?
Well,
I don't know. In some cases, they might not be allowed to do the work the way they think would be best. I was in a furniture factory where there was a lot of pieces, flimsy pieces of wood that I didn't want to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told I had to use them anyhow, so that would diminish my pride in the job somewhat. Still, I was proud of standing there and being faithful and not trying to get out of doing the work by malingering on the job. So. Mm-hmm.
I think Jordan Peterson calls it like the dignity of work, right? Like your job needs to be dignified. And where I am sympathetic and supportive of the anti-work movement, right, is you go out, you get the job, there's supposed to be dignity in your work, right? And then the government just comes in and debases the hell out of the currency. And so all the value that you would have gotten is robbed from you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at previous generations where it wasn't that bad, right? Like the greatest generation, like my parents, whatever, like my grandparents, there was dignity in work because you got paid a wage that supported a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as exotic as some of the lifestyles are now, but it was, you know, a working class living and working class wages. And the current generation has working class living, right, but much less than working class wages.
Yeah.
When you consider the inflation and the problems with what the government has done to the money.
Well, and just to pile on the stuff, your list of stuff, there's also been a switch from that time to this time where, you know, for a family to support itself, it has to be a two-income family.
I don't think the government should be making money. I think the money should be, if it's such money is printed, should be done by private companies, and it, if it stand, should stand for a certain amount of metal and a certain amount of gold or a certain amount of silver, and if it puts the amount on that piece of paper and won't come across with it when the person comes to turn it in, then the company should be sued for criminal fraud.
So it's not a company doing it, right? But I thought this was a game changer when the news came out. We covered it on my podcast yesterday, and my other co-hosts weren't as enthusiastic about it as me.
Mm-hmm.
But Russia tying the ruble to gold.
I'm super enthusiastic about it.
You
it
and me really, both, buddy?
It really is. It's the first step in, I mean, because, yeah, this whole scam that our country is running on the entire world, including its own people, is based on the fact that the value of gold never goes up, that there's all of this phony paper gold going around, and this is finally something that will be an upward pressure on the value of gold.
I hope so.
Well, I don't think the government should be allowed to print the money. I don't think it should be done by government. It should be done by private people who... And as long as they don't falsify it, they should be allowed to do it.
Well, and the person who did that, Bernard Barnhouse, with the Liberty Dollar, right, got shut down, jailed, prosecuted, because he was issuing paper currency backed by gold, and he was issuing the actual gold and silver rounds as well.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't let him.
The man's name was Bernard von Knothaus. Or Bernard, sorry.
Yeah.
Bernard von Knothaus. Not Knothaus, Knothaus, Knothuse. You can look
when
him up
that?
On the internet. Decade ago?
A little more. Oh, really? I still carry a 2008 Liberty Dollar.
On. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wrong. They shouldn't have messed with him as long as there's no fraud involved.
Absolutely. It was completely unjust.
I don't think any of his customers were claiming fraud.
You could have private enterprise exchanges where people come in from one part of the country and they have one kind of another community and you take it to an exchange where it's weighed up in a scale and maybe converted from one to the other when people want to exchange it.
Well, and that is getting created in the cryptocurrency world now. There's one called PAXG or PAX Gold that I don't know how effective it is to actually reclaim it in gold, but so far it's been effectively pegged to what the gold is worth. So
yeah,
I mean, it's at least
cryptocurrency is not actual metal change, then, is it?
No. But neither are the paper warehouse receipts either. You have to have trust in whoever is issuing it that they're going to redeem it for the actual metal.
Yeah. Right. It's like what you were describing, where a company will issue its own and claims to back it with gold, where if you turn it in for it, they will hand you the actual metal.
Yeah, sadly. Go ahead, Jill.
I've had silver certificates. I mean, it said on the bill, a silver certificate. However, this was some kind of antique thing. Now, I worked at a curb service restaurant before. I've also worked as a street vendor for about 27 years. And sometimes I would get these things. They're obsolete now, but there is silver certificates, but I was told you couldn't turn them in for that anymore.
Not anymore. So right. They stopped the redemption.
Yeah, some time ago.
I kept them around for a while as curiosities, but I had to give them up the night my cat died in order to pay the vet.
They are collector's items, but you used to be able to, like with the silver certificates and before, you used to be able to take that into a bank and they would turn around and give you, in your case, silver or gold, but that is no longer the case. The United States dollar hasn't been backed by anything except for the violence of the state.
Well, don't even call it the United States dollar. It's a Federal Reserve note. The United States dollar is defined in grams of silver, grains of silver.
Yeah.
Well, I never tried to turn them in for silver.
They tricked you because they made the Federal Reserve note look exactly like a silver certificate, and then nobody paid attention.
Hmm. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call, Jill. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. I don't know the monetary history of when the silver certificates stopped being manufactured, but I, even as a kid, I used to come upon them every now and again.
Probably in the 60s.
Well, I wasn't born yet.
Well,
but
the big shift was when we established a central bank, because you used to have a bunch of different banks that were more or less effective at actually
1913,
getting you,
huh?
Yeah, exactly, at actually getting you metal when you came back with their notes.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.